This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live at Freedom Fest 2019 in the Paris Resorts. Vegas, my first time here.
Fabulous Las Vegas.
That's the voice of Adam Kokesh. Hey, Adam.
Hey, Ian.
Great to have you back here.
Always.
As always. You are on a presidential or non-presidential campaign. How do you describe that?
Well, every time I introduce myself as a presidential candidate, I throw up inside my mouth a little bit. You have to be some kind of psychopath to really want to be president of the United States.
It seems like it, yeah.
And with all due respect to the great libertarian candidates that we have running with me for the nomination right now, I do think there is still something fundamentally wrong with saying, I'm going to be a better central planner, I'm going to be a kinder, nicer tyrant, I'm going to put on the ring of power, and I promise it's not going to corrupt me at all.
You know, it's unbelievable, or maybe it's not unbelievable, maybe it's not a surprise at all, but, I mean, you know, the Free State Project, the migration, the New Hampshire Freedom Migration that's been going on, even some of the Free Staters who've been elected to state representative have arguably been corrupted by the very minimal. I mean, we're talking about one of 400, right? There's 400 state reps in New Hampshire.
Right.
These people don't have a lot of power. They make $100 a year for a paycheck, right?
Like, it's not. You're lucky you have a part-time legislature,
it's barely, you can't even barely call it professional. I mean, it's $100 a year that they have a gas stipend on top of that. It really is almost
nothing. I mean, if you could say that's a professional politician, I could be a professional a lot of things.
Exactly.
$100 a year qualifies.
Well, as long as you get paid, you're a professional, I guess. But you know, we've lost a couple of them, literally. Like, there was one named Amanda Bolden who... She used to go to the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and she sold ice cream there. You might even have some of her ice cream.
Yeah, okay, I remember that. I never forget a good ice cream.
Right, and she ran a charity called Shire Sharing, where she raised money, and a bunch of Free Stater Liberty people were helping her. They were helping her distribute food on, like, Thanksgiving to poor families.
Yeah.
And we had her on the show a number of times to talk about this and how it's an example of, you know, volunteerism and people... And she's now like a total dyed-in-the-wool Democrat who's actually come out and talked against libertarianism and libertarians and basically threw all of her former friends under the bus.
Wow.
I mean, it's been a complete change.
Wow.
And now, it hasn't happened to everybody, so obviously some people have been able to
resist. Yeah, I mean, Max Abramson is not what a lot of people describe as an ideal libertarian, but he's a great dude. He's a principled dude. He seems like, from everything I gather, still in it for the right reasons.
And
he's one of the candidates who just joined the race now.
And there's,
plug in my competition.
Oh, he's
here.
Competing with you for president.
Yeah.
Oh, well, he was a state rep, or may still
be
a state rep. And there's probably close to... maybe two dozen, roughly, 20 to 24, that are basically Free Staters or real close to Free Staters.
And he got elected as a Republican and then switched to Libertarian, which puts him in an...
Did he switch?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
He told you that?
Yeah.
Okay.
But he's certainly affiliated with the Libertarian Party now.
He's affiliated, but I don't think
he switched in office. I don't know, like, what...
I'm surprised.
Did he rip up his GOP card? I don't know. Like,
I don't know if you're right about that.
Do you have to...
I don't know if you're right about that.
Did he miss some official step? I'm not aware. But no, he says he's switched his affiliation from Republican to Libertarian.
Well, if he did,
he did it quietly. Nomination for president. Well, you kind of have to.
Well, the last time it happened, we made a big deal out of it. There were three state representatives.
Right.
Two Republicans, one Democrat.
Finney.
That's one of them. He was the third to go.
And
Caleb Dyer was the
first.
Dyer, he's a Republican. Those are the two Republicans.
Laura Webke, or Epke.
You're thinking of Nebraska.
Nebraska.
So there was a third in New Hampshire.
Okay, but
who was a Democrat from Keene, who flipped to Libertarian.
Well, it was three in the last cycle, and they all lost re-election.
That's correct.
Three Republicans who had switched to Libertarian. And so if you want to lose, register Libertarian.
You're close. It was two Republicans who switched to Libertarian. They both lost their re-election campaigns. The Democrat from Keene who switched to Libertarian did not run again because he ended up moving out.
I'm talking nationally. I'm including Laura Epke.
Oh, the Laura, okay. Laura didn't get back.
Dyer, Finney, and Epke. And none of them got re-elected as Libertarians.
It's too bad.
That's how much the Republican Party hates freedom. But I still say do it. I'd rather be affiliated with people of principle and know that I'm standing on principle rather than hold office, especially if it means putting on the Ring of Power, and it's that little. I mean, it's true though. It's really true that if you give people, I mean, the saying isn't absolute power corrupts absolutely. It's power corrupts first, you know,
and then absolute power corrupts.
Right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, and every kind of power corrupts in whatever way that power is given. Petty power corrupts pettily.
We've even read like scientific reports on this. Like, this isn't some sort of statement.
Right. This is a part of
science.
Human psychology. Yeah.
Yeah.
That you give people unchecked power.
Or, like you said, any power, any amount of, like, petty.
Right.
Like, you made the point about petty power, but it's so true. You can look at organizations which have virtually no power.
I think that we need to define power in this context as unchecked or political or corrupt or unjust power. It's not the power to create or the power to love or the power to engage in commerce and make money.
Even if it's checked.
We're talking about a sort of political power.
Sure.
Subset.
The ability to influence, the ability to change a thing, essentially. So it could be, it doesn't have to be political as in, like, politics or the government. It could be running an organization, right?
Sure,
it could be being on the board of directors of an organization or something like that. And we've certainly seen boards of directors make some really stupid decisions. You know, the Free State Project comes to mind on a few different, which, by the way, I was back at the Porcupine Freedom Festival this year.
Oh, you made it back. Oh, well, if you're welcome back, then maybe I'll come back next year.
Yeah, that would be cool. Well, actually, there's actually a new event. I don't know if you heard about it. It's called Forkfest.
Well, if you're endorsing it, I'll probably be there too.
It comes after the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
Because they don't do anything on Sundays.
Well, no. It's Forkfest this next time is actually going to run longer, likely, than the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
Yeah.
So this year, in 2019, Forkfest was within its third year, and it got a lot bigger between year two and year three. So it was much larger than I even expected that it would be. It's a decentralized libertarian camping festival. So as the Porcupine Freedom Festival, a.k.a. Porkfest, has gotten older, it has become more kind of centrally controlled. There's a board of directors, and there's organizers, and, you know, somebody decides who's speaking and when. And so, you know, due to some of the frustrations that some people had with the Porcupine Freedom Festival, this idea of a decentralized camping festival was born. And the first year it was called Somalia Fest.
I was there for that year.
Yeah. And there was almost nobody there for Somalia Fest. But then the next year it became Forkfest, and then Forkfest for the third year.
So I love this. I love the vibrancy. I love the expansion. I love the flowering of festivals and events that we have. But there is one thing I gotta say that does rub me the wrong way about a lot of it, which is just that, like, well, you become a libertarian, and because you're a punk and an individual and a rebel, and that's what made you a libertarian in the first place, you can't be just a libertarian. You have to be a voluntarist libertarian, or an anarchy libertarian, or a party libertarian, or a green libertarian, or a Somali libertarian, or whatever it is. And it's like, no, or an anarcho-capitalist libertarian, or an anarcho-syndicalist libertarian, or whatever.
Right.
And it's like, and that's when you see people have this, like, the need for individuality gets carried away with, or goes too far sometimes in the need for individualization. And it's sort of like, can't we all just come together under...
But is that what it is, or is it just human nature, where it's not just the libertarians,
no,
it's the Christians.
The problem is us.
You mean humans?
No, libertarians.
I don't buy it. I don't think it's true, because if you look at... if you want to join us,
Nick Sarwark, chairman of the party,
we got an open
here.
Seat right here.
Yeah, I was actually trying to thank you earlier to catch you in the hallway when I got your quote of me from the debate on Twitter. The problem with the Donald Trump presidency is the presidency part. Thank you so much.
By the way, another person from Arizona, right?
Yes.
You're living in Arizona now.
Yeah.
Right? Now he's leaving. He's leaving Arizona.
Yes,
he's not just leaving us here. He's leaving and coming to New Hampshire. So minus one for Arizona.
Well, you know, I was thinking about this when you mentioned it earlier. I'm actually on the list because I joined the Free State Project in 2004.
Did you really?
When I was in college. I think technically I didn't know there was such a thing, but I have a three-digit number probably. I might be in the first 1,000.
See, I didn't
signers.
Know you joined the Free State Project.
Well,
I thought you were just a big tease about that.
Well, for me, and I made this clear from the beginning, I think it's, and I like that there's an inclusive attitude about it. It's not, well, then you better move because we, you know, but to me, it's the retirement plan. When I can afford a second property, I'm building in Arizona. I love where I'm at right now. I'm down 3 miles of dirt road, and I'm in the middle of nowhere, but I'm still in the middle of everything awesome in the Southwest. So when we get really fast self-driving or flying taxis, taxis.
You'll be all set.
It'll be like I'm two hours from Phoenix, hour from Prescott, 2 hours from Sedona.
Hold that thought, Adam Kokesh. We're gonna come back with more. Hold that thought. It's Free Talk Live.
Is oral health important to you? If you don't like your own teeth, fresh breath, or kissing people, then by all means, stop listening. Several years ago, I met Jessica Armand, founder and CEO of My Magic Mud, and I became passionate about the product that she created and never want to live without it. It's clinically proven to whiten teeth, but I find it does much more. They want you to love My Magic Mud as much as I do, so they're giving you a money-back guarantee plus 20% off. Go to MyMagicMud.com and use coupon code FTL20 at checkout. MyMagicMud.com, FTL20.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
This is a special alert for business owners, consultants, coaches, folks planning retirement, entrepreneurs, and anyone who is saving and investing to build a financial future. You are likely aware that financial privacy for most people has recently died a miserable death. And let's face it, without privacy, there really is no security, is there? Bankrupt governments and banks on the verge of collapse are perhaps the biggest threat to your financial future today. The Lighthouse Law Club recognizes this and has been working diligently to provide safe, secure, and productive tools to ensure your privacy, your financial security, and your future financial well-being, despite the catastrophes which many people fear are looming ahead of us. Find out more with a variety of free videos on the YouTube channel for Lighthouse Law Club. Just search YouTube for Lighthouse Law Club and secure your future today.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. We're at Freedom Fest 2019 on day number three. Been talking with Adam Kokesh. Mark had to step away to put a suit on, and he is now back with
I'm
us.
Back. You're looking really good. You know what a suit is?
What's that?
It's a socially acceptable way of telling people, I take myself way too seriously, and so should you.
Says a guy in another suit.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, this is I don't call it my suit. This isn't my suit. See, I'm running for office. I have an excuse. This is my politician costume. I'm not a politician, but I play one in real life.
And we were talking about, briefly, your campaign to be not president.
Well, we skipped all that so that we could do all that gossipy stuff instead. But I guess it's worth pointing out the reason why I'm here, aside from that I'm almost as cool as you guys and we always have a lot of fun talking, is that I am running for the Libertarian Party nomination in 2020 on the platform of dissolving the federal government.
That's the reason why you're here at Freedom Fest.
Well, it's because
they're here at their table, because we'd have you here no matter what reason.
Everything, I suppose. Yeah. But, I mean, this really is the continuation of my activism in every other realm, and mm-hmm. I know that you guys know what I mean by that in my history. I hope a lot of your listeners do, too. But having seen every other thing that we can do, I think we're at this critical mass, or at least sort of on the verge of it, where we can take our movement from 2%, If that's where you want to stay. And it depends on where you want to cut it, but of like people who believe in freedom as a matter of principle and at some level, and get to 10%. And that's about how many intellectually enthusiastic liberals and conservatives there are in the country. If you think about going to a non-political event, a party, like a house party, maybe 1 in 10 Americans and splitting 50-50 left-right will actually argue with you intelligently, passionately from a conservative or liberal position.
They're paying attention. They care.
Right, exactly. Yeah. And that's 10% of the population working to build electoral majorities against our 2%. If we get to 10%, I think we're going to beat them hands down. It's not going to be a problem, but we have to have someone representing that politically, and I would humbly put forth myself as someone who represents the consistent, principled, ethical message of libertarianism, and that's why the platform is not putting on the ring of power at all, but throwing it directly into the fire.
Somebody like you is what the Libertarian Party nationally absolutely needs.
Someone like me, but better. Someone like me, but like smarter, better looking, with like less arrests in their record.
You're very handsome. There's no doubt about it.
And one of the most articulate, in my opinion.
No, there are people like better, with more money, with like better business experience.
Yeah,
like,
but you've got the
I'm
former Marine
credible.
Thing. You've
okay,
got the
former
Marine. That's like instant credibility with a lot of people out there. Because, you know, we've had this happen on our show where somebody calls in, they're like, well, were you guys in the military?
I heard you say something about the U.S. military. What am I going to, before you could go any further, I peeled potatoes for the United States Army.
Right.
I did it for 4 years, and if I wouldn't have done it, they would have thrown me in jail. So, therefore, everything I say is far more important than you could have ever said. So, were you in the military or were you not? Civilian.
And this is where you, well, we're friends with Adam Kokesh. It's like, I have black friends, so it's I have this friend who's a veteran who wants to dissolve the federal government. So
Well, we can have look. The problem is that whenever one of those people calls in, we don't have one of the vets that's on the show on the show.
Right. They pick their moments.
I don't know what they do, but they certainly
just
do.
Just works out that way.
you're right that it's a valuable point, and I think there is some point to being aware of identity politics as we challenge them.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And if there's someone who is going to listen to you more because I can wear a combat action ribbon,
right,
then, hey, you know, take advantage of that. Anything that you can use to connect with people. But there is something, and I've separated this very clearly for myself, that there's a willingness of serving, of putting your life on the line for what you believe in or protect your fellow Americans, that's perverted in the military. When people say thank you for your service, I say, what, you mean serving bankers and politicians and war profiteers?
Right.
That's what you're thinking. But
boom, paradigm shift.
But if you say thank you for being willing to do that, and I'm sorry you got hoodwinked, I'm sorry for your servitude, instead of thank you for your service, you know, that's worth recognizing. And
I certainly don't hate the people who were in the military. And you're exactly right. You were just talking about the combat service ribbon or whatever that you had. We have had people.
It's a combat action ribbon, Mark.
I'm sorry.
Right?
Yeah, whatever it is.
What do you think this is? A Stolen Valor interview?
We've had.
I saw Marines die for that little piece of fabric, so you better respect it.
Right. There's a man gurgling as he died in his own blood over that particular piece of fabric. But we've had vets on the show that when somebody calls in and says, well, have you been in the military? Yeah, we have co-hosts that can say that. Well, some of them only fixed helicopters, or some of them only, you know, fixed deuce and a half, or whatever they did. And then that person will be like, well, do you have combat experience? So then it comes next. And then once you have combat experience, it'd be really, really super nice to be able to say, oh, yeah, well, I was a super-duper SEAL, or whatever the heck they can say. Well, now we have ones that's a Green Beret. And I don't know what they're going to say to him, but they're going to tell him he's not good enough, too.
Right. Well, in a sense, yeah, the biggest D contest. Post-military is still a thing. But
they, and when you're on the radio, you can do anything you want. Right. Like, somebody can just call in and say, yeah, well, I went to the moon.
Check my paperwork. if anything, like, you know, it should be disqualifying, really, that you, and for a lot of reasons, and I don't mean to say that people in the military shouldn't have a say or anything like that, but if you say, what's your opinion on the war that you were in that you have some bias about? Like, I saw fellow Marines die in Iraq. That
right.
It was a traumatizing experience for me. I'm going to have some bias. And Fallujah 2004, I sound old now. This is my back in my day in the Marine Corps 15 years ago in Fallujah. Yeah, but there's a factor in this of bias of people who stay in the military as well. Now, I think, like so many, I was, you know, pushed away from militarism, from statism, from tyranny by my experience in the military. And I know this because I just heard a National Guard commander who had been there 5 times and had his daughter over there, and it's like, no, we have to stay in Afghanistan. I still arguing that, and you go, holy, you know, for or against, if anything, having that emotional connection to an event should cause you to recuse yourself from any immediate policy about that. But what I've done, obviously, is gone a lot deeper and said, no, there's an ethical principle here that I had to examine that led me to libertarianism and self-ownership and the non-aggression principle and
I'm
all that.
Unsurprised that the human mind works differently for different people on that same situation. I can totally see how somebody would say, look, friends of mine have died over this piece of dirt, and we've got to solve the problems we went over
so
there.
So they didn't die for nothing. Well, so they did. That's in the past.
Well, the whole plan was for them to die for nothing. I mean, it's not like there was ever a real plan to solve the problems in Afghanistan or Iraq or Vietnam or any of these things like that. This was, to some extent, for a large extent, about growing the military-industrial complex
to pay paychecks
for people who make things that go kaboom.
Well, I do want to point out something really positive and optimistic while we're getting into all this evil crap, is that while the spending on the military continues to go up, the ripoff of the military-industrial complex, the entire racket of a standing army continues, the amount of violence that they're able to get away with still continues to plummet every day. That in a world of accountability with technology,
more cameras,
especially for cops, but everywhere in the world, the accountability and for the military especially means it's a lot harder for them to lie to us and get away with it in the way that is necessary to make armed conflict happen, to have poor men die in the line of rich men's pockets.
Right, and I hope it never sounds like I'm just saying, oh boy, I hope more poor people die in these conflicts, because that's not what I want. I want them to live.
Adam Kokesh with us. We're actually here after hours at this point, so we're going to wrap this up. But if you want to come back, if you're here later, we can do more.
TheFreedomLine.com. TheFreedomLine.com. 3 words. Thank you very much. This is the American people reclaiming the American Revolution
more
and finally
up here.
Fulfilling the promise.
Free Talk Live. Thanks, Adam.
Are you concerned that the values that made America great are no longer taught in schools? Well, I am, so I got my son the Tuttle Twins children's book series.
My name is Jack, and I'm 11, and I just finished the Tuttle Twins series. It taught me about liberty, free market economics, and entrepreneurship.
Give all the young people in your life a chance at reason and clear thought, because they're not going to get it at school. There are 9 books in the series, and each one teaches a set of ideas that children aren't getting elsewhere. Go to TuttleTwins.com and use coupon code FTL to get 40% off. That's TuttleTwins.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Iranian state media is reporting that Iran seized 2 British oil tankers in the Strait of Hormuz. President Trump reacts to the news.
And Iran is going to work out very nicely. Iran is showing their colors. Going to work out very nicely. Iran is in big trouble right now. Their economy is crashing. They're trying to bring soldiers back home because they can't pay them. A lot of bad things are happening to them, and it's very easy to straighten out, or it's very easy for us to make it a lot worse.
Customs and Border Protection Deputy Commissioner Robert Perez is telling Fox News that they are moving forward with new barriers on the U.S. southern border.
We now have built over the last 2.5 years just over 51 miles of new enduring capability along our southwest border, primarily in Southern California and the area of El Paso. And we are continuing to build.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, money, money. Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
And we're back with more Free Talk Live from Freedom Fest 2019 here at the Paris Hotel in Las Vegas. You can go to freedomfest.com to learn more about the event. Also, want to make sure you know about Edge Wallet. It is a great wallet. In fact, it's the cryptocurrency wallet that I use more than any other cryptocurrency wallet out there. And that's not true just because they're sponsors. It was true before they became
a
sponsor of the show. They allow you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your favorite cryptocurrencies. They've got a couple dozen, maybe a few dozen. There's a lot of them. I'll give you a few here. Bitcoin, BTC, of course. Ripple, Stellar, Ethereum, various Ethereum tokens, Monero, Bitcoin Cash, Dash, and others. They're a veteran team. They've been building crypto wallets since 2014. You may remember Airbits from back in the day, one of the best Bitcoin-only wallets. This is their version of a multi-crypto wallet, and it's fantastic. Go to edge.app to learn more about Edge Wallet. It's available on iOS and Android operating systems for phones and tablets. It's edge.app. So we're back here, all kinds of interesting people walking around, hanging out here at Freedom Fest in Vegas, including an old friend, a friend of the Free Talk Live, probably I think still holds the title as the most interviewed guest on Free Talk Live, because we just don't like doing interviews. Jim Babko, welcome back.
I was going to say, you know, leave a mystery out there. I'll just start talking. They'll be like, who is this, the guy that's been on the most?
See, well, that's the
we could add a contest here. This
the problem is that we're terrible at interviews, and we don't even know how to do them properly. So
he can barely even hold a microphone, honestly. I mean, I had to fix his mic.
Maybe he
technique.
Needs a little more practice. A few more episodes.
He's doing the same thing with his mic. But
no,
it's okay.
I am not doing the same thing. He keeps insisting that I'm doing the same thing. There's a big difference between this, where you're holding the mic down here because you're resting it on your chest, versus holding the mic straight in front of your voice. Anyway, so Jim Babka, God, you've been on so many times. We always talk about Downsize DC, which
yes.
is, of course, an organization you've been involved with for a decade plus now.
15 years. We just passed that anniversary just a week ago.
Wow. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Well, it's always wonderful to see you again. And, of course, Downsize DC, for listeners that don't know, is an activist activating kind of organization where you make it easy for people to reach out to these awful people in D.C., right?
We give people a tool that they can use to communicate with their elected representatives, give them their work orders, basically, right? They're supposed to represent you. And we give them a tool that makes that very easy to do at Downsize DC.
What's happening over there right now?
Well, we're most excited about the One Subject at a Time Act.
Mm-hmm.
We finished the last Congress with 28 co-sponsors, so we were very excited about
that. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah. That was our record, so we were very excited about that. We were ready to go to the next stage, but Mia Love was our...
Well, wait a second. What is One Subject at a Time?
Well, okay, glad you asked that. One Subject at a Time would limit the every bill to a clear, descriptive title that is a one-topic length, no more. And everything in the bill has to correspond with that title.
So no more hidden stuff.
No more what we call clustering, right?
Yeah.
A cluster. We don't want to do any more clustering.
Right. They amend the bill that has some amendment that has nothing to do with the bill. So if you want the one bill, then you have to vote for the other crap that they put in there. And that would be then illegal.
Right. So I'm of an age where we grew up with something called Schoolhouse Rock. On Saturday morning cartoons,
I'm
you know, he's saying,
bill.
Yep, there
yes,
you go.
I'm only a
that
bill.
Was a load of crap. Because if you really want to, he talked about how hard it was to become a law, and the way that you do it is you get attached as a writer, they cluster it in with a sure-to-pass idea. Yep. There are things that could never stand on their own.
Sure.
They get passed all the time, and the One Subject at a Time Act.
They'll just throw it into the military appropriations bill, and then, well, you're not against the military, are you?
And they did exactly that with the gambling prohibition many years back. That's part of what inspired us to do this. They had another, you know, that's been, since been corrected, but, you know, they slide that stuff through in the dead of night.
Well, not sure. Real ID. Real ID was done, I believe, on the on a NDAA.
Yes,
and,
it was.
And nobody wanted that crap. Nobody wants the federal government to have biometric information about them.
Exactly. And we were able to resist that for a long time, even after it became law. But, you know, they do these kind of tricks. And so we came up with bills like One Subject at a Time, Read the Bills Act, the Write the Laws Act, to deal with some of these hijinks, to give some power back to the people, at least to slow them down. We are Downsized DC, after all. We wanted them to do less of this stuff. And so we provided these bills to do that. So now, right now, One Subject at a Time, we're back. We had to come back and start over because our sponsor lost re-election. And so we have to start over. We got a brand new sponsor.
Russ, who was that lost?
Mia Love.
Okay.
And now it's Russ Fulcher.
Okay.
And the bill's H.R. 2240. And if you go to downsizedc.org, right there on the home page, it's the biggest thing right at the top of the page, is the One Subject at a Time Act. You can learn all about it. And, as we just talked about, you can send a message to your representative and two senators. It's delivered in such a way that that office knows they're hearing from a constituent. You could say, I want you to sponsor the One Subject at a Time Act.
And this should be a bipartisan thing. This should
be something
that everybody can get behind.
You know, it's interesting that when a party's in the minority, they frequently complain about the tricks that the majority's doing.
Yeah,
and
sure.
It doesn't matter which side they are. We know this because they hand each other their scripts when they move from minority to majority. They say, here's your language, and we'll take that one. And that's how it keeps going. So, we've had Democratic interest but never Democratic sponsorship for this bill. But that was when they were in the minority. Once they become the majority, they're not interested in these ideas anymore.
Interesting.
What are there special days when it's important that people know to contact their, Congress critters and tell them about these things? I mean, there's usually a moment that it's important for the politician to be thinking about these things.
Yeah. So we at Downsize DC have a newsletter, and it's called the Downsizer Dispatch, and people can sign up for it at downsizedc.org, and we keep them up to speed about things that Congress is doing right now, asking them to take part or to take an action on issues of the day. But a proposal like the One Subject at a Time Act is a long-term proposal so that we can begin to get better control over the legislative process, because too often, Mark, these things do come up very quickly, the last minute. There's not a lot of time for citizen response, particularly when they're about to go out for one of these recesses. They rush a lot of legislation through right before they leave town.
Mm-hmm.
And so to give us a better chance to keep up, we've come up with these other pieces of legislation.
Let's change gears, because you mentioned to me before we went on the air that you're now involved with the Advocates for Self-Government, which is an old favorite organization, I think, of mine, and obviously yours as well. Longtime libertarians know the Advocates so well because they are the folks who created, or at least promulgate, the world's smallest political quiz, which is the quick 10-question quiz that sort of, at least within libertarian circles, has gained a lot of use to as an outreach tool to help people bring new people on board and, you know, like go to county fairs and you set up this big board and it's got this chart on it, this diamond chart with libertarian at the top and leftist and conservative or something, and I think it's centrist and then authoritarian at the bottom. And you give people the quiz and you score them and then they find out, hopefully, that they were libertarian and they didn't know they were, and so maybe they'll want to learn more about it.
And increasingly it's going to be okay if they find out they're in one of the other sectors. So just to be super clear about this, most people think of politics as a left-right proposition. There's liberals on the left, there's conservatives on the right. We, David Nolan came along with what's called a Nolan chart. He made a diamond chart. And he showed that there was another dimension. There was an up and down dimension, and the libertarian is the up dimension, the authoritarian is the down dimension. And you were plotted based on your answers to these questions. The gentleman who has probably been their biggest funder over the years has taken control of the organization, moved it out to Sacramento, California, so you can keep an eye on it. And he had a fundamental question he wanted to answer. We've had almost 22 million people take that quiz over the years. Where are they? What was their interaction with it after they were done? What were we doing to share the message of liberty with them? And so he wants to put a program on the back end. We're building it now, called the Quiz Engagement Program. And the idea is that we begin a dialogue. If you land in the conservative sector or the centrist or you land in the libertarian sector, we begin having a dialogue with you about what libertarianism is and if you're a libertarian about how to get involved. Because that involvement mechanism or that conversation with the other sectors was not happening before, and we want to make sure it starts occurring now.
That's a good
given
point.
The tools that we have.
To try to persuade them, you mean?
Yeah, we would like to move them in a libertarian direction. We'd like to be able to, in fact, ideally, we'd like to begin to build devices to measure how effective our arguments are at moving them, to try different arguments and see if some arguments work better than others to move people in a libertarian direction.
Jim, do you want to stay on for another segment? It's up to you.
I hope he does. I've got questions.
Do you have to be over here next?
Yeah, I'm going to be there, in about 11, 12 minutes.
Let's bring you, well, if it's 11 or 12, we can probably pull it
off.
Let's
squeeze it up.
All right. We're coming up here with Jim Babka. It's Free Talk Live.
I'd rather be here anyway.
And we are coming back with more from Freedom Fest 2019. Join us at freetalklive.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. We're at Freedom Fest 2019. Day number three. And come on out here if you get the chance. We're one more day away from the end of this thing. It's been a pretty epic event with close to 2,000 people that are here. Ian and Mark in our remote studio. As we continue with Jim Babka, he is head over at DownsizedDC.org, plus now involved with the libertarian favorite, the Advocates for Self-Government at theadvocates.org. I've always been a big fan of the work that the Advocates does. Mark, you had said you had some questions. We were talking about the world's smallest political quiz. Folks, I think the link's still valid.
Quiz.freetalklive.com.
If it doesn't work, you can go to theadvocates.org, and it's there. But that links to the Advocates website where people can take the quiz, because we've used it, you know, just to promote it on the air. I've done it as outreach booths. I was doing it down when I lived in Florida 20, however many years ago.
I was in your house the day before yesterday, maybe the day before that, and you had a Nolan chart with a whole bunch of stickers all over it on your wall. I don't know what your plan was.
No, it's not on the wall. It's not on the wall. It's actually going to the Libertarian Party in New Hampshire.
So it was just leaning there?
Yeah, it's getting ready to go.
I see.
It was in my... wall of propaganda in my house with, like, boxes of flyers and things like
we
that.
We don't just talk about libertarian activism.
Right.
We do it.
But you had questions
But seeing all that time, I mean, you were given the quiz that long ago. Where are all those people? You know, something on the order of 30% of them, it's a little shy of that right now, score libertarian. Where are they?
It's more than that. It depends on the event you go to, right?
Exactly, it does.
So, like, I used to do them at Gay and Lesbian Pride Fest in Sarasota. Mm-hmm. I would do them at gun shows down there as well, and it was almost like half and half. It was like half would be liberal at the Pride Fest, and then half would be libertarian. At the gun show, it would be half would be conservative, and then half would be libertarian.
Right.
In that case, we would always try to collect email addresses from people, try to get information, but, of course, only from the libertarians.
We want to start, where we left off is the quiz engagement program will start a dialogue with them right away and beginning trying to engage them, trying to take the people who don't score libertarian and move them in a libertarian direction, trying to take those that do score libertarian and get them activated and involved.
So when you're talking about these five different sectors that people can be, libertarian, conservative, liberal, moderate, and authoritarian, and I'm wondering how even is the distribution of people scoring across these charts. Authoritarian, to me, sounds like a pejorative, and I'm wondering if people are authoritarians are, let's see, that's the five different, 20% of the population, or are they fewer or more?
Fewer. Okay. They're much fewer, and that's the smallest sector.
Okay.
The second biggest, obviously the libertarian one does very well.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
The questions are kind of geared in a libertarian direction, at least you're thinking about them in a libertarian fashion as you're answering them. And there is, I think, an instinctive libertarianism in a lot of people.
For sure. It's America, you know.
It is. It's also kind of golden rule-ish, right? I mean, this, you don't go around punching people in the mouth to get what you want, right? We don't act like the government in our day-to-day lives.
That's right.
So you start off with that premise. But the second biggest sector is definitely the centrist one.
Okay.
People have kind of a balanced view. They're given maybe
more
answers to things. So that's the second biggest one. And you know, we're finding as we're beginning to look at this, how do you begin talking to them? Because their motive for putting them in the centrist category could be quite different.
Yeah. So the centrist could be a variety of reasons why somebody ends up in centrist.
So I have a centrist friend who is a total technocrat. That's why he's a centrist, because he believes you bring great minds together and ideas emerge somewhere in a consensus field, right?
Right. So that sounds like a really great idea that'll never work. We've tried that crap for thousands of years.
Right. So there's that. But then there are the kind of mushy middle, the undecideds that they're not really committed to anything.
Right.
And they haven't thought about this deeply. They're kind of the opposite of that friend. And they're both considered centrist. So that's a tricky category trying to figure out how to message them. But that's one of the things we're going to experiment with.
Well, I mean, it's always a good idea to message people. It's always a good idea to see whether you get them engaged. And it's always a good idea to see whether you can convince them of your ideas.
Right. And so that's where we're going to start there. Long term, the plan is to throw this open to anybody of an entrepreneurial bent that wants to come in and says, I've got the better message. We're going to be working on perfecting the system. But long term, anybody in your listening audience that says, I know exactly how to move a conservative to libertarian.
Right. Great.
They will have an opportunity to try. We will be throwing the doors open to try a variety of experiments, because we will be able to measure what's working and not working. And if it doesn't work, it gets the gong, right? It's off. But if it is working, you know, turn the dial up and send more people to them.
Oh, I have the perfect thing for moving conservatives to libertarianism. What you do is you berate them on the issues of abortion and immigration, and then finally they will see the light. No, this is the.
Let me get my pen. Should I write that down?
This is the crap that has been tried for so long.
And right.
The messaging, the libertarian messaging, is awesome, and it does appeal to moderates and conservatives and liberals. I don't think it appeals to very many authoritarians. But fine, leave them off the list if they're 14%.
Everybody's a good prospect.
Not everybody's a good prospect. But
you've got to be able to leave the ones behind who are not good, so you can focus your limited time on the better prospects.
So the great thing about doing the quiz engagement program is this will be an online presence. Nobody's time is going to be acquired. I mean, we'll get the time to make the campaigns and put the engagements in place, but the communication will be self-selecting. It's going to be up there running 24/7,
right?
Just like the quiz itself does. So it can and we're going to measure how long they're sticking with it. Obviously, that's one of the great things you can do now with the web, is you can see how long you're keeping somebody's attention.
Right.
And we will measure that. But you know, if they drop off, they drop off. Nobody's time has been wasted.
I love it.
I love it, too. I really think it's awesome. I hope you guys get so many people taking this quiz at quiz.freetalklive.com. We've had it there for many, many years, but I mean, it's not like we promote it every day.
No, right. Whenever we talk about it, though.
Well, you should start promoting it every day.
We have advertising.
We'll talk to you about that.
That sounds completely reasonable. Very, very free market of you.
And one of the other things the Advocates does really well is they help libertarians. And by the way, quiz.freetalklive.com just takes you to the Advocates website, so you'll find it from there.
It's not our brand. Yeah,
it's
quiz.
Right there on the front page. It's
That's
easy,
awesome,
easy
guys.
To find.
Thank you.
You know, the other thing they do is they've always had great books and like audios, and I presume they still do, by people like Mary Ruart and others who are just wonderful. Michael Cloud, these folks who are just great libertarian communicators. Harry Brown, I think they published a couple of his books. And of course, you know, we go way back when it comes to Harry Brown.
Yes, we do.
But But yes, that's part of their what they're doing. It's not just giving quizzes. It's
so
also
the books are still there, and we still are selling them, and we sell quiz. You know, people want to set up a booth.
Right.
Those materials are going to continue to be available. The books, we're basically drawing those down. We're going to be focusing more and more on digital products.
Okay. Well, that's the way things are going.
That's the way things are going. But the being able to table the quiz, that's going to be that is going to ongo. So, you know, your board that you have, we have that board available. People can come and get it. They can set up what's called an Operation Politically Homeless booth to recruit and discover libertarians in their neighborhood.
And this is great for a bunch of people, right? Like, if you care about liberty and you've got an opportunity, you know, maybe a county fair, as I was saying before, or some place where people
are going. First place I did it.
Right, some place where people are going to be, where they're there to spend some time. And, you know, you can pull them over and invite them to take this quiz. It's really, I would say, interesting and effective tool because people, a lot of them, they think they know what they are. But in a lot of cases, they don't really know because they don't, you know, and it's been a while since I've done them regularly. I did do a few years ago at the county fair before they banned me from the county fair in Cheshire County for chalking, by the way. It was a ridiculous situation. But we gave them out at the county fair, and people, you know, they've heard of libertarianism, but they still don't really know what it means, do they?
No, and, you know, it's interesting when you have that moment of discovery. Like, they get to see where they're at in their own eyes.
Right.
You can begin to have that conversation with them. And they're not fully formed libertarians yet. You have that conversation. There's still some confusion. They're still learning about it. But there's a real opportunity to have a different kind of conversation, unlike any other conversation you're going to have about libertarianism. If you approach it like you were suggesting, Mark, where it's, you know, you're going to beat them over the head with something,
right,
that's the typical argument or discussion they're actually going to have, sadly.
Mm-hmm.
But this is a different one. They've just said themselves, this is who I am, and they need to start to come to grips with that. There's a little bit of dissonance in them, and they need to start to understand. They're going to want to know something about themselves, and that's a completely different conversation to have, a much more open, receptive place to begin.
So my wife took the world's smallest political quiz at the Sarasota County Fair, quite possibly from my business partner before I ever met him.
Okay.
Before I ever met her. Him.
She took it at the fair. It was likely me. Yeah.
And her experience with the situation was she came out libertarian. And I can assure you, this woman is libertarian.
Right.
However, she does not see herself that as that, and she did not introduce herself to me as that.
Sure.
She called herself liberal.
Right.
And the reason was is she did not agree with Rush Limbaugh. So she must not be that. Or whatever it was that was important to her was not important to him. Or, you know, whatever that situation was. So how do you deal with somebody who, you know, say votes Democrat, is actually a libertarian, and you know, what kind of messaging do you send to somebody like
that? And answer it in 30 seconds or less.
Well, I'd rather close with this and say that you have an opportunity to expand somebody's mind when they take this test. Most people are thinking left-right all the time.
Mm-hmm.
This is an opportunity with that Nolan chart to expand the field of possibility and get them to recognize that their way of looking at the world is unique and special, and it should be honored. And they can do that at theadvocates.org.
Awesome job, Jim Babka. Keep up the great work. Don't forget downsizedc.org for more of Jim. And we're going to continue with more Free Talk Live here from Freedom Fest.
Are you able to do whatever you want, whenever you want, without having to check in with anyone? Or are you stuck in a job, business, relationship, or marriage where you can't do what you want, where you're pretty much a glorified prisoner? I'm Caleb Jones, and my staff and I have taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create location-independent income under a flexible schedule and how to date women under your terms. Go to freelifeinfo.com to download 7 free books and podcasts so you can live a life like this too.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.